Hi, I'm Carol Norton. I'm with the Acronym Institute at the Review Conference here. Today it's been a very confusing day because we started off this morning getting into the room and then immediately broke to say we were going to come back at 11 for a plenary. Then Iran and various other countries said no, they needed more time to consult. So we were then going into recess and we'd come back at 3 o'clock. We'd just come back at 3 o'clock to find the room taken over by the non-aligned movement states again, who kept everybody waiting outside, ambassadors and everybody, till 4 o'clock. And now they've gone into what they call an informal session. So actually, we can't get in. But I think what's really happening is they're looking at the current draft they have of the outcome document that will come from this review conference, and they're going to go through it by section, trying to collate all the different changes that they're going to make to it. There's still some very strong red lines out there. One of them is on things like any kind of time frame for nuclear disarmament. The P5, the Russia, US, France, China, UK are opposing that hugely. Any kind, you know, they all profess to want a nuclear disarmament, but when it comes down to actually putting a timeline or a time frame into how they're going to achieve it, then they just won't have any truck with that whatsoever. The other thing that is really causing problems, of course, is trying to get a breakthrough on the resolution on the Middle East, which was passed in 95, still not implemented, and that is fairly crucial now for this conference. So we can get a breakthrough on an action on that so that the states, particularly Egypt, who were instrumental right when that was put in place back in 95, if we can get an action plan that they see something as concrete is going to happen on that, then I think that will go some way to getting an outcome. But what we don't want to happen from this is that we get a good outcome in the Middle East, much as that would be great, but then that is used to try and soften any kind of forward-looking disarmament plan. That would not be good. So I think our job at the moment is to make sure that all the states out there who are looking seriously for nuclear disarmament hold the line and keep up the pressure that we've got to get something absolutely concrete on nuclear disarmament out of this conference.